Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Power Episode number 7. Good morning, Powered Up Nation. It's Thriving Thursday. I'm Pat Council, the Power Lady, and I love sharing ways to release your authentic personal power. And on this Thriving Thursday, we're going to talk about defining moments. In life, if you haven't had a defining moment yet, you certainly will have a defining moment. Now, I want to clear something up. You can actually have more than one defining moment. So I should probably say defining moments. Throughout my life, I've had some defining moments, and I look back on those moments and I thought, wow, had I made a very different decision or different choices or gone in a different direction, my life would have gone in a different direction in terms of how things turned out. Now, I'm excited about my life. I'm happy about my life, and I've learned some very valuable lessons, very costly lessons because of not paying attention to those defining moments. During the month of November, we are celebrating you as we celebrate our 5th anniversary here on Designing Your Life Today. And we are super excited to bring you information that will help you do life with power, that will help you have better health, create more wealth, and to learn to cultivate more fruitful relationships. Well, if you want to learn to cultivate fruitful relationships and have the more wealth and the better health, then the key is to pay attention to those defining moments as they occur in your life. Now, if you said, you know what, I've already had some defining moments and I didn't make the best decision, don't worry about that. The beautiful part about life is as long as you're living, you can get a do-over. You know, my idea of life's defining moments is that point or those points in your life where all signs are pointing to the fact that the only reason you are not succeeding is because of what you aren't doing or because of what you are afraid to do. This is the part where you get to make a better choice and a better decision. So if you look back and you say, wow, that was a defining moment. I had a choice to do something that could take me to the next level, but I didn't take action when I could have or when I should have. Well, don't waste time beating up on yourself. No sense shooting all over yourself. You don't want to keep, I should this, I should that, should I do this, I should have done that. Don't worry about it. Come into the present moment. That's where your power is. And let's start planting some seeds that are going to yield you the kind of crop that you want and ultimately the kind of harvest that you want. So what that means is once you plant those seeds, you're going to have some defining moments that are going to pop up. And now you're going to be in a position to make the right decision. Why? Because you're going to have a more open mind. So once again, my idea of a defining moment or life's defining moments are those moments where you all signs point to the fact that the only reason that you're not succeeding is because of what you aren't doing or what you are afraid to do. This becomes a defining moment because either way, you are denying your essence and you're refusing to be your authentic self. You're refusing to let your best life come to the forefront. So you may not be doing it consciously, but the end results are still the same. You're not getting what you want. You're not excited about life. And you're one of those people who keep wondering, why do these kinds of things always happen to me? It's because you're not paying attention to the defining moments, or you don't recognize that they are in fact defining moments. Well, today, after I'm done talking and sharing information, I hope that you will pay more attention to defining moments. And here's the good part. The good part is that you can actually create defining moments. Well, how do you create them? By doing what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and make no mistake about it, the best moments are going to show up in your life. And all you have to do is pull the trigger. That's what one of my mentors used to always say to me, make sure you pull the trigger. So all you have to do is take that action and take it immediately. So you might not be doing it consciously, but you're still not getting the results that you want. So the end results are the same. So for whatever reasons, you are ignoring defining moments in your life and choosing actions that will bring results contrary to the outcome that you want. Whatever those reasons are, it is important that you start to pay attention to those reasons. Now, here's some examples. If you say you want to lose weight or you want to become healthier, and that's a big deal with a lot of people. Here's the funny part about that. It's not really funny in the literal sense, but it's more in the figurative sense. But the funny part about that is that a lot of people, especially in America, talk about losing weight and they want to lose weight. And they say this, however, statistics shows that 74% of all Americans are overweight. And so the thing about that is there have been some defining moments where there was an opportunity to make a decision about becoming healthier. So if you say you want to lose weight or you want to become healthier, but you keep eating foods that are not conducive to you living a healthy lifestyle or creating that healthier body, then you're missing those defining moments. And more specifically, a defining moment would be if you're obese or you're overweight to the point where you're not healthy and your doctor's saying, listen, you need to make some changes in your life. Otherwise, you're not going to live. And that's a bit on the drastic side, but it's just to illustrate a point here. And what happens is the person actually thinks about it for a minute and they say, you know what, I'm going to do better. Then they get up the very next day, and what do? They change absolutely nothing. A defining moment that was missed. And, of course, the results aren't going to be, they're not going to like the results. I'll just put it like that. Or you say you want to earn more money or you want to become wealthy, and a lot of times people, I hear a lot of people say that when I get emails or I talk to someone, they talk about the fact that they want to earn more money, they're not earning enough, or that they wish they could be wealthy. And the thing about it is, but you don't take the time to learn wealth principles. See, wealth is a choice. And a lot of times we think that all we have to do is say, you know what, I choose to be wealthy, and we don't have to do anything else other than that. No, you have to do a lot more than just choose to be wealthy. If you've truly made a conscious decision to be wealthy, your actions are going to support that. And so if you say you want to earn more money or you want to become wealthy, but you don't learn the wealth principles, but instead you complain about what you don't have, or you blame the economy, or you blame your boss, or you talk about the fact that you talk really poorly about your customers, then you're not interested in becoming wealthy, as you said. See, the defining moment is the moment that you say that you want something, because the reality of it is when we talk about things that we want, such as wealth and better health, these are things that we actually deserve to have. You're supposed to have the best life possible. But if you don't do the things that it takes to get it, then what you're doing is you're stating something, which at that moment, you're stating what you want, and then you're skipping over your defining moment. In other words, the opportunity to make a shift that will take you in the direction of your dream life. If you see a dream life for yourself, or you've always desired something, or you found yourself wishing for certain things, you know this, that you can have what you imagine. You can have what you wish for. And see, it goes beyond just wishing. If it's in your imagination, if you can actually see it, In order to say it, a lot of times we really, even if it's for a brief second, we kind of do visualize it, or we get a picture of what this thing that we want looks like. So if that happens, know that you're supposed to have it, or know that you can have it. Now, as always, here is the beware or the caveat. The caveat is, everything that you see, it doesn't mean that you're supposed to go get it. You can have it most of the time, but it doesn't mean that you're supposed to get it. In other words, if it's of a covetous nature, it's not for you. If you want your neighbor's blue car, brand new blue Mercedes, and you say, oh, I want that, and you're jealous of your neighbor, now not only are you being jealous, but you're being covetous. And that is not for you to have. Now, can you have a blue Mercedes of your own because you simply like the color blue? And you love, you like the Mercedes-Benz car? Yeah, you can, because now you're wanting it for a different reason. And that's a defining moment for you, is that you decide that, listen, this is what I want because I like it. This works for me. I feel good when I'm in this car. That's a part of your feel-good moments in life. And you say you want it, but you don't do anything other than roll your eyes at your neighbor and think that they're showing off because they're getting what they want for their life. You've skipped over your defining moment. But know this, if you imagine it, if you see it, you can absolutely have it. All you have to do is take action during your defining moment. Why? Because when you're in the middle of that defining moment, at that point, your energy is at an all-time high, and you are actually putting out a kind of energy that's pointing you to in the very specific direction of the thing that you want. And if you say, well, you know what, I don't know about that because I want a lot of money. And right now, while I'm listening to you talk, Pat, I'm thinking I want a lot of money. So where is it? Which direction do I go in? Well, once we're done here, take a moment and actually put some thought into that. And think about your talents. Think about what you're capable of doing that you haven't been doing, that you've been denying. Think about all of those things and be honest with yourself and say, wow, if I do this, this, and this, then I can have all the things that I want. And when we talk about things, we are in fact just talking about things. Is all of that going to make you have a complete life? No. Is it going to make you feel whole and complete? Not really. But is it going to feel good? Yeah, it's going to feel good for a little while there. But the object of the game is that in the process or through the process of going towards those things that you want, you should learn some things about your own personal authenticity. In order to get the lifestyle that you want, the better health, the more wealth, and to cultivate fruitful relationships, which that's pretty good on the prosperity scale, to be able to get all three of those things going in your favor. In order to get that, you have to really tap into your authentic personal power, what I call your internal app. So all you have to do is take action during your defining moment, and each time you're going to move closer and closer to your good, and you're going to move closer and closer to what you want. Now, let's talk about recognizing defining moments. Let's talk about that a little bit more, because you don't want to miss any more defining moments. For example, you're in your job, your boss walks by and say, wow, you know, your area is always neat. You seem to be very diligent about work. I notice that you come in early. Keep up the good work. That's a defining moment for you. What your boss is saying is that I have my eye on you because I think you're going to do well in the management area. We could think about possibly moving you up. Now, that's a defining moment for you. So we're going to talk some more about defining moments. And then we're also going to talk about what to do as it relates to those defining moments. How do you overcome kind of self-defeating or defeating yourself when it comes to those defining moments? But we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and jump right into defining moments. And you guys are going to go out there today and start doing life with power. You're going to live your life with more definition, more purpose. You're going to be more on purpose. And as a result, your passion is going to go to an all-time high. And definitely, your personal power is going to go off the charts. We will be back in a moment.
Hello, this is Printella Bankhead, the author of Staying on Course in Business and in Life. And I'd like to talk to you today about one key factor in making a miraculous change in your life. Decision. A decision can change everything. It can change your course. It can make you feel freedom. It could move you forward. If you want change in your life, believe. Believe and take the first step to achievement by making a decision and move into action. Remember, you have to make a decision about what you want, what you'd like to change, and where you want to go. The action will come once you make your decision. Take the first step. This has been Printella Bankhead, the author of Staying on Course in Business and in Life, and the owner of EBS Security. God bless you.
Hey, you guys, this is Pat Council. Don't miss another defining moment. Choose the perfect day timer and at-a-glance calendar to fit your daily routine. Go to designingyourlifetoday.com/mentionedonpodcasts and click on the link to get $20 off of your first order. Set your goals and live intentionally in 2016. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is Pat Council, and this is Thriving Thursday. I hope you enjoyed listening to Printella Bankhead as she shared her positive points with us today. Also, I hope you enjoyed learning about some of the great deals that we have for you that can help you with your business. If you're into direct sales, or if you want to start a small business, or if you already have a small business, a lot of what we have there for you. It's we get you the best deals that we can find. And so if you missed any of those during our commercial, you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com/mentionedonpodcasts or blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog. If you're listening to this from other directories, there are links there also. And you can click on those links and it will take you where you need to go for the most part. All right, let's talk some more about defining moments. Now, I said I was going to give you some more examples of defining moments so that you can recognize what defining moments really are. And this may seem like it's not a big deal, but this is really a big deal because I can tell you I overlooked a lot of defining moments or missed a lot of defining moments in my life. And when you can go back and look over your life over the years and you start saying, wow, I wish I had done this or had I done that. Now you realize that these were defining moments. And the beautiful part about life is, so this is not for you to stress over or fret, because you can always redefine. And as I said, if you plant the right seeds, you can create more defining moments. So as human beings, as long as we're living, we get the opportunity to do the great do-over. So let's talk about recognizing defining moments a little more. Let's say you get offered an opportunity that's similar to what you want to do, but it's not exactly what you want to do. But you decide that you're going to hold out until you get the very exact thing that you want, where without thinking, wait a minute, maybe this is a stepping stone to get me to exactly what I want. Or it's a job that you consider to be beneath you and or an opportunity that you consider to be beneath you. And so as a result, you decide not to take advantage of that opportunity. And because your ego says we're better than this, when in fact, this could be that door that's opening for you, a defining moment that gets overlooked for one reason or another. Or how about this one? A friend offers to help you and you turn that friend down because you don't want to seem needy, or your ego says we don't need them to think that we need something from us, especially if it's money or something of that nature. We want to give the appearance that we can stand on our own 2 feet. Listen, most of us can stand on our own 2 feet, but here's the reality of it. I don't know any successful person who became successful on their own who didn't get help from someone. And people say, well, you know, you don't want to do business with friends and that kind of thing. You know, I've done business with friends and I've kept those friends. And I've done business with some friends and I've lost those friends. But you know what? I would have lost those friends anyway. And so you have to use some wisdom, and as the Bible tells you, seek wise counsel, and in making that decision. So don't just make a decision that you're not going to do business with a person because they're your friend and because you bought into an old wives' tale, or and you're listening to something that you consider to be wise and it's not exactly as wise as it's supposed to be. There, I got that out. So each case is different, is what I'm trying to say here. So you really want to pay attention to each individual situation and assess each situation and ask yourself, is this a defining moment? Is this the opportunity that I've been waiting on, but I didn't know I was waiting on because I'm too busy looking at who the opportunity or the offer is coming through and coming from? Or here's another one. Someone you may not like, they extend the olive branch because for whatever reason you guys got off on the wrong foot. They extend that hand of apology and you refuse to accept it. But that person is a person who has actually said, you know what, I want to be your friend, but you decide, well, they offended me, but so you're going to not like them forever. Now, you say, well, what's the defining moment there? The defining moment is perhaps there's something in you that you need to let go of. You need to learn to be a more forgiving person. Perhaps there is some characteristics about you that you need to pay more attention to. So, you want to another defining moment, because if you turn that person down, what you're saying is, listen, I want to stay in anger mode. I don't want to forgive that person, even though I've made mistakes myself. And you know what? I don't watch the news, but sometimes when I'm on the internet, I see all these different news stories where they bring things up that happened like 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And I'm like, oh my goodness, let it go. Get a life, you guys. And you don't want that to be you. You don't want to miss the best present for your life because you're turning down something that happened, someone who did something to you years ago, and they're apologizing and they're trying to actually make good on something. So don't let that define or take you in a direction that you shouldn't go in or that it wasn't intended for you to go in. Find some humility, forgive the person, and be about bringing your best to the forefront. Here's another one. You're stuck. Someone offers you wise counsel and you decide that you're still going to do it your way. You're still going to, in a sense, take the long road, and you know that your way has not been working. But you're going to continue to kind of beat your head against the wall. Okay, another defining moment. Okay, it's showing that you're a bit stubborn there and that perhaps you could stand to lighten up and learn from someone else. And it's okay to take advice from other people. Sometimes, like some people want to say how much they know. I know this. And they're always saying, I know. Well, here's the thing. If you know, why are you not where you're supposed to be? Now, if you're on the right road, that's a whole different story. But if you keep running into the same brick wall, then you really don't know. And you want to actually let your guard down and let someone help you. See, that's a defining moment. Now, here's one that's kind of a little more intimate to you. In other words, you hear a voice inside telling you what not to do, telling you don't go in that direction. And some of you that are listening to me right now, you know what you're saying to yourself? Yeah, I've had that happen to me. And guess what? You went down the wrong road anyway. So what happened? Defining moment. You missed a defining moment. And that defining moment came directly from inside your spirit. And it was sending you in a direction to in which you could have gotten something perhaps that would make your life so much better. I mean, for example, have you ever wished that you had invested in a stock and your friend invested in the stock and your friend ends up being very, very rich and you end up being, okay, not so rich, okay, not rich at all, and you end up saying, I wish I had? Those are defining moments. Now, I want to point this out again. I'm not talking about this so that you can feel badly about decisions that you've made in the past. We're talking about this because it is important that you pay more attention to the direction that you want your life to go in. It's important that you really tap into your authentic personal power and let nothing stand in the way of you bringing that to the forefront so that you can manifest on the level that you need to manifest in your life. If you're not getting what you want, it's obvious. Two things. One of two things are happening. Number one, you're doing it wrong. Or number two, you aren't putting out enough energy and enough focus. You're doing it right, but you're not putting out enough energy and focus to bring it to fruition. Okay, so you want to really take a look at defining moments in your life and really just pay more attention to your life. Now, we can ruin our defining moments because of two things. So there are two ways that we ruin defining moments. And these are two types of self-defeating energies that, well, it's kind of running rampant nowadays, which is another reason why I decided to talk about this today. Because the reality of it is that to get what you want in life, it's not as difficult as people are making it nowadays. And here are the two energies. Number one is rebelliousness, and number two is being controlling. Now, controlling is not to be confused with having discipline. Having discipline means that you have a strong value system that you are aware of. You have a clear, positive, forward-moving, productive, prosperous philosophy for your life. Hopefully, it's rooted in God's word, but you have this philosophy that you have subscribed to, and as a result, you are going to stay disciplined in those areas. So that's that discipline versus controlling, two totally different things. Controlling is where you refuse to let go. In other words, you know where you're beating your head against the wall? You keep doing the exact same thing over and over. You get the exact same results. Albert Einstein called that insanity. Instead of saying, you know what, I need to let go and I need to open up so that I can actually get the right answer. Instead, you want to be so controlling until you're actually going to control the outcome. Now, rebelliousness and controlling, those two are like first cousins. And you're going to operate in the realm of rebelliousness in that I'll show them and I'm going to do it my way. You know that song, I Did It My Way? Listen, there's nothing wrong with doing it your way, but understand this. The universal laws that God has put in place on this earth, they're not going to change for you and they're not going to change for me. The only way they're going to change is if God changes them. And so I'm thinking if the laws or the principles of wealth are already there for me, why don't I learn those principles and follow that instead of trying to be so rebellious to the point where I miss all these defining moments that could bring me the best life possible. So how do we recognize further when we're taking the wrong road? Ask yourself the right questions. And here's the right questions. Here's some of the right questions. One is, am I getting the outcome, the results that I want? That's one question. Am I getting the results that I want? Number two, do I feel good about the direction I'm going in? Be it with your career, be it with a relationship, be it with your health. Number three, is my energy high or is my energy low? Do I absolutely dread getting up in the morning? Those are just three basic questions. They're simple, but you know what? If you don't get positive answers to those questions, then that tells you that you're not paying enough attention to your life, that you're probably operating on the side of rebelliousness. Now, I want to say this. This is not to judge you. When we talk about rebelliousness, it's not the best way or the best way to live your life. But here's the thing about that. What it says is that there are a set of universal laws that God has put in place, and spiritual laws that are here for us, that we're actually doing the total opposite of those laws. And as a result, instead of getting wealth, we're getting poverty, or being the poor side of life. Instead of being happy, we're sad and miserable and full of anxiety and depressed. So that's all it's saying, because when you go in the realm of rebelliousness and being controlling, then along with that comes worry and anxiety, unhappiness, you're miserable, and of course, poverty. And see, we tend to think of poverty as just not having enough money. That's a big part of it. But the rest of it is that inside we feel empty. We don't feel like we have enough. See, when you miss defining moments in your life, those defining moments are designed to take you to your highest and best. And that's the object of the game, is for you to get to your highest and best and to do life with power. Hey, listen, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. I can assure you, if you take the time to pay more attention to your life and really get an understanding of your value system, your philosophy that you're going to live by in your life, that you will have a much better life and you will not miss those defining moments that will bring you the best of the best. As we wrap up for today, I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, don't forget to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlife today. You can also find me on Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Twitter under my name, Pat Council. And also, I want to remind you guys that to get signed up for our newsletter. And we are on iTunes now, so be sure to stop by on iTunes, look for Designing Your Life Today, and subscribe to Designing Your Life Today, and leave us some comments there. And hopefully the comments will be positive, but if not, we want you to be very honest, because you're going to help our show to be its very best. So we want to become better. We're not thin-skinned, okay? So thank you for listening, and you guys have a great, thriving Thursday, and remember to do life with power.